You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Welcome to Ask a Drone You podcast live in the Bahamas.
That's right, guys. I was in the Bahamas, Disney Cruise Line, had a great time. Honestly, if you haven't checked it out, you got to check it out.
Absolutely. But we're glad to have you back.
I'm happy to be back, Rob.
Yeah, good. And we're recording episode 428 from the friendly confines of the Drone U studio.
Very happy to be back here.
Yeah, it actually feels a little bit weird because it's been so long, but it's cool. We're glad to be back in the saddle. Glad to be hanging out with you guys again. Of course, I guess in spirit, we've been hanging out with you guys, just haven't been sitting in this chair for a while.
It's a nice feeling. Maybe we should get more comfy chairs, maybe some IKEA stuff, but otherwise, it's all about family, Rob.
That's actually a really good idea. We need way more comfy chairs right here.
Yeah, we totally do.
All right, we're going to get on that.
Either way, guys, welcome back. I'm back. It's been a long, long time since we've been here. What's been going on? Well, went on vacation, Disney Cruise Line wedding. Also went to the Bahamas, went to the Clearwater Beach, went to Fort Lauderdale and Miami and Key Largo and so many places, but I was actually working for a lot of that time. Well, some of that time.
Really?
Not a lot of that time.
In Florida, but you came back and then you went and did Worlds, right?
Mm-hmm. I did Worlds.
So that's pretty cool.
Yep.
But were you working on the wedding leg of the trip?
I filmed the wedding. I filmed the whole wedding.
I did not even know that.
Yeah, I filmed the whole thing.
You're brave, because he doesn't do weddings.
No.
This must be a good friend.
Well, and honestly, Disney was, or the contractors for Disney was like, we really need someone like you to do this, so
yeah.
The video is going to end up being more of a resume, like, here's what I did, you know, and then Abby will be happy, and congratulations, Abby and Derek. A lot of people thought I was getting married. No. I think what happened...
Not yet.
We
all know that the question has been popped, but we won't talk about that right now.
Thanks for putting me on the spot there, Rob.
Oh, that's not news.
Yeah, I know. We're looking forward to that. But anyway, we're back here. We're really excited because a lot of new stuff is going on here at Drone U. Got a lot of cool stuff coming to you. And yes, we will be having more live in-person classes, and we'll get that information out to you as soon as it's ready. But anyway, guys, thank you again so much for listening. Thank you to everyone who's been sending me information. And I gotta say, Rob, one thing I've learned about this community since I've been gone is it's so much more than just about drones and Drone U community. I mean, guys are posting about, you know, putting everyone's business in there so they can go like each other's pages and help each other out with PageRank and SEO and everything. And just the level and detail that people go to help each other out in the group is incredible.
It's a lot of selflessness, which
yeah,
I dig. I mean,
I
that's
do
just,
too.
So there is a group, and one of the mantras of this group is givers gain. And I really believe that you gain more by giving more. And you just have to realize that money ultimately is infinite, right? There's not some finite amount of money in the world or even opportunity in the world. So the more that we realize that and the more that we're willing to help other people, which our group does,
mm-hmm.
they get that, the more success they are having individually. And so it's just a win-win-win. It's awesome. It's really cool to be a part of.
It so is. And gosh, these Drone U members are getting clients like Pfizer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not just...
legit.
It's super legit. And there's so many copycats out there right now. But the one thing they cannot copy is the community.
Yeah.
And that's what's so awesome.
Which is growing.
It's growing. It is.
And
if you're not a member, you got to become one because, you know, $47 a month, you get all the classes, everything, but you also get access to these guys. You get access to growing your business. You get access to people keeping you motivated and inspired.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's worth it right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Not to mention the 107 prep stuff. I mean, are you kidding me? $47 ultimately. I mean, let's say you got in there and said, and obviously we want people to stick around with us and stay for a long, long time. But for somebody who just wants to go in and study, $47 is ridiculous to get all that prep content.
Oh, yeah.
Prep
I agree.
Material.
And other people are selling it for like 3-4 times that price. People have copied us on that. That's fine. But those schools, there's two differences, Rob. Number one, those schools, they don't walk the walk. We actually live the drone life. I live the drone life. You get to learn from my experience, but also the experiences of every other pilot in there. But also, they only teach you how to pass the test. They don't teach you how to be a good pilot. And that's what Drone U does, is they give you comprehensive information. So if you're looking for that, sorry, I don't want to sell it. I've just seen so much stuff online since I've been gone, and it's just like, I wouldn't say it's disheartening. I just want to make sure people know the difference.
Well, like we've talked about, because we talk about these things, it's a burgeoning industry. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of competition. We're okay with that. Competition is good. It's going to make us better.
Yep.
It's going to make us more focused on giving you guys better content. And so it's a good thing. And we'll treat it that way. And we'll just continue to do the very best we can. And
absolutely,
I think we'll come out on top.
Giver's Gain, by the way, was in a couple books. And on James Altucher's podcast, he talks about it on the book,
yeah,
Influence. Like, it's very true. But anyway,
if
you give, you gain. I think it's a clear thing. So let's go ahead and answer this question and give a little bit more.
Let's do it.
Hey guys, Brett Woods, Indianapolis, Indiana, Aerial Concept Unmanned Systems. My question is, even though DJI is projected to be releasing a new Inspire in September, what are some of the add-ons that you guys suggest for having on your drone? One of the big things I see in 107 is to be able to fly at night, you're going to need a COA and, of course, some type of strobe system. Is there anything you guys recommend for that? And range extenders, et cetera, et cetera.
So, first of all, Brett, thank you. He's a great member, very active member. And
totally is.
And obviously, I think his experience, because he's got a nice company, we've learned a lot about his company and they're growing, and it's really cool to see that. But he's also, like we said, giving to the community. So thank you for that, Brett. Good question. And Paul, I know you've got things that you've been using. You've just brought in this thing called the Taco that I did not know you were using, and nor did I even know what it was. So talk about that, the strobes, any of that kind of stuff.
So, you know, accessories are kind of key. You know, your bird is just kind of like, it's like your airframe. You're always adding things to it to complete the right job. Now, if you are to get a COA, and by the way, I just want to let everyone know, we're going to have Tom Kilpatrick on the podcast here in the next couple weeks to talk about how he got one of the first COAs to fly at night. We're going to talk to him about what he uses for strobes. I'm pretty sure I know what he uses, but we're going to get his opinion and
awesome,
ask him some different questions. In the community right now, though, people are using a couple different things. The Loom Cube seems to be really popular because you can use it to illuminate things or you can use it as a strobe. But someone actually posted, and by the way, if you're looking for links to these products, just go in the show notes in the description of the podcast. You will see the Amazon links if you want to get these for yourself. Frankly, I've been wanting to get Loom Cubes for a while. I've just been on vacation and haven't really taken it seriously. But also, Flytron makes a standalone white strobe that you can get from Ready Made RC. And I mean, it's a few grams. You know, you're not adding much weight.
Because the Loom Cube, you're adding more weight, right?
You're adding a lot more weight, yeah. But here's the thing with the Loom Cube, right? If you are taking a really nice, cool, long exposure photo and you want to illuminate an object and get, you know, maybe like the highway streaking in the background, or, you know, you want to get that cityscape, but you want to illuminate a drone to get the drone in a long exposure with the cityscape. I mean, it really opens up a lot of creative possibilities, which for me is fun because it's like a new avenue, you know, to go with the drone.
Yeah, so that's one of those form follows function things where you're getting tremendous functionality, but you can also really do cool things in the forms that you're creating in your images. So that's pretty cool.
That is really cool. Brian Kopp out of Colorado, he flew a Phantom 4 with two Loom Cubes pointed down into the lake. This was before 107. It pointed down into the lake, took a long exposure with his camera. I think it was a 60, Canon 60. I'm not sure, though. The long exposure of the mountains and the stars. But because he had the drone out of frame and the light was pointing down into the water, it illuminated the water.
That's sweet.
So you could see the water, what was in the water. You could see the sky, the stars, the mountains. Like, it was unbelievable.
Sounds like, where can we see that?
I'll try to find that picture. In fact, I'll share it into the group, but it's unbelievable.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, totally. So whether you're trying to get functionality with the Loom Cube, it does add a lot of weight. You are going to have limited flight time, especially in the cold. And, you know, as we ramp up here into the cold months, and it was weird for me, you know, being in Florida, 90 degrees in humidity, and I came back to New Mexico, and this morning it was 50 degrees.
Beautiful.
So it's, you know what? I love the West so much for so many reasons.
It's fabulous here right now, this time of year.
It really is. Anyway, that being said, LoomCube is an option. Flytron strobe is an option. If you're just looking to meet the requirements of anti-collision lights, remember they have to be seen at least 3 miles away. The strobe, I'll post links for that as well. The Loom Cube, I will post links for that as well. The issue is if you're illuminating something with the Loom Cube, you still have to have anti-collision strobes. But the law does say if you need to dim the strobes for the purpose of getting your shot, that's acceptable.
Okay. So, well, that's cool. So that's a good accessory people can look into. Talk about these taco things. I'd literally never seen those, but they seem to be pretty helpful to you.
So this is kind of one of my secrets. Whenever I live stream somewhere, whenever you're working on a big production, they're using Teradex. I don't know if you're familiar with Teradex. It's like Lightbridge,
okay,
but it's for cameras. So they're using it to stream from the camera to the post-production tent. And there's a lot of interference in the way. So you've got to really direct your signal. You've really got to hone it in. So what I use are the tacos, and I'll have a link for this in the show notes as well. And I mean, literally, it looks like some tacos. I'm not kidding.
Taco holders, anyways.
Yeah, I've actually bought tacos from a food truck in California, and they have come in something like this before. So you could get them really cheap, but you want to make sure they're made out of the right metal. So again, I'll post the link on the show notes, and I'll post it on Facebook. But these really help direct your signal, and it really helps maintain a reliable signal.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is one of my secrets for doing live streaming. I do not use the same remote to live stream and see my feed at the same time. I want to make that clear. The reason I do that is because, simply the controller battery goes out faster. You can't use the battery for the whole day.
Okay.
So you've got to have separate remotes. But luckily, I fixed my remote. When I had the live stream, I don't know if you heard, I had an issue during the live stream. I couldn't record on the Z3, the new Zoom camera,
mm-hmm.
and live stream at the same time. But I got a hold of DJI directly. I mean, literally, I called Christoph in marketing. He gave me...
In California?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He gave me Francisco in California, in the LA area. He got me fixed in literally 3 minutes. I mean,
wow.
It was incredible. And then he's like, well, we're going to get an engineer on the phone really quick because we didn't know that you couldn't record and live stream with the Z3.
Really?
So that'll be in the next update.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That's crazy.
So
on the fly, figuring it out, Paul.
And then they're like, oh, you know, we had heard of you, and if you ever need some equipment, like last minute, something breaks, just call me right away.
Sweet.
Like, wow, okay.
That's awesome. That's a nice connection.
Yeah.
So the tacos are good. What else? Is there anything else that you're adding to the bird itself?
I'm unlike other people. A lot of people put their little, you know, N numbers or their mm-hmm. part 48 numbers
right.
in the battery tray because they're afraid of people seeing it or whatever. My N number is huge.
Yeah.
It's literally like N703, boom, boom, boom.
It's kind of one of those
right
things, like, we tell our kids, right? Well, you don't. I do. If you don't lie, you don't have anything to hide.
That's true.
It's kind of, same kind of thing. If you are going to fly correctly, now that doesn't mean there aren't crazy people out there who knows what people will do. And so I understand it from that perspective. But yeah, I understand just keeping it out there and in the open as well.
Yeah.
So you got those on there.
You got those on there. And I have this as well. This is my aviation radio because
okay.
I had to monitor the frequency while I was out there. And I don't even think this thing will pick anything up right now.
Hmm.
102.9, I believe, is our local tower. Either that or it was the Fort Lauderdale tower. I can't remember.
Just to make sure you're aware of anything that comes up that you need to get out of the way of.
Yeah. So,
right?
You know, we should probably do a whole podcast on this, but I got permission to fly in restricted airspace. And I think it really had a lot to do with how I asked the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I told him is that I would be monitoring the tower frequency at all times. But I will say, when you're working on a real production, when you've got a director in your ear the
mm-hmm.
whole time, it's really difficult to listen to this and the director in your ear the whole time.
But that's why you need a second set of eyes, second set of ears.
You know, VO is, I'm kind of surprised that it's not required. I understand why, but I think if you're a professional operator and you'd want to limit liability, you really should have a visual observer.
Yeah.
Now, for me, I had a guy with a camera and watching for me, the bird while I was flying, so it was awesome. You know, I had someone eyes on it at all times. In fact, there were four guys with eyes on it. And I'm pretty sure the FAA inspector showed up. because he was on the phone about 4 feet from me and, you know, telling someone exactly how I was doing things. Well, he's got the area roped off by about 35 feet in each direction.
And they're writing their manual, Paul.
I don't know what they're doing, but the guy got really annoying. I mean, some FAA people are really cool. If you ever meet Tom Weisner, he's a FISDO guy out of Colorado, and he is one of the nicest people you will ever meet in your life.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice folks out there. It's like any industry. There's good and bad, right?
That's totally true. But anyway, he was distracting me so much by like talking on the phone about what I was doing. And I was literally like, dude, you need to move away because you're distracting me from doing what I'm doing. And if I hit someone because of you, I'm blaming your ass, your butt. So, sorry. A little blunt. Yeah.
Anyway. All right, what else? Anything else?
So I got my radio. Another thing, too, is that, you know, my iPad on the new updates can't really keep up. I've got my video cache turned off. And I've got the hardware decode turned on to make sure that, you know, I'm still getting a nice, reliable feed. The thing is that the iPad just, you know, it overheats so quickly because it's got such a big screen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a compact item. So your feed tends to cut out rather abruptly. So I have a battery pack with me because I use my iPhone 6S to record. And you know, again, it's not going to last all day long. So I've got a battery backup, but I would recommend if anyone is a very serious pilot and you have an Apple phone, buy the Apple battery backup that clicks on your phone. I'm actually going to buy one today.
Cool.
And because it also uses data too. So it's not, the cheap battery ones mm-hmm. because they won't rip data. Like when you plug in the lightning cable, you need to have the right, adapter.
Sure.
So, that being said, also, you got to be careful when you're using your phone to control the bird. Here's a new problem I realized while working at Worlds. I still had 3 miles of visibility, just in case anyone's wondering. But we were having a sunshine shower. And I know you know what I'm talking about because it happens here in New mm-hmm. Mexico, too. But essentially, there's no clouds, maybe like a tiny one. And all of a sudden, it just starts raining. Well, it rains so much. The rain was actually showing up as the blue circle on the app.
Oh, wow.
It started moving my camera as I'm flying. Well, luckily, it was just a small raindrop, and it's pulling the camera down. But I'm sitting here going, oh, crap, what do I do? What do I do? Because I can't keep tracking the boat and move my finger to control the camera. So I just went with it. So I literally changed my entire trajectory. Camera starts moving down and I began to fly up and like kind of over and behind the boat. So it was.
So lesson 637 from a professional pilot, be adaptable.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't freak out.
Yeah.
And I mean that, don't freak out, but also get a Hoodman for your phone so that you don't get rain. Or if it ever gets wet, because if it does get wet, it'll register the wetness and move your camera angle.
I mean, I'm sure you didn't expect that. You didn't expect that that's what it would do.
No, and like I'm, you know, I've got the director in my ear, and he's like, why are you tilting down? And I said, it's the rain. I'm not controlling it at all. It's literally the rain on my screen. It's pulling it down. And he's like, roll with it. And I'm like, I already am. So
that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, I loved working with that crew. Oh, they're so much fun. And they've worked with other drone operators that we know, one of them, the Cinedrones, Mike's group, and he's like, you know, like, I love working with them, but he's like, you know how to just do cinematic motions without me saying anything. He's like, because there's 8 cameras, and in your ear, they're like, camera 1, live, camera 2, standby, camera 2, you're live. Like, they literally, like, go through each camera, and I was live a majority of the time. Mm. So for me, you know, you can't have any jerk in that time. You've got to be perfectly still. And at the end of it, they're like, we have never worked with someone so classy, adaptable, and flexible, and creates such killer footage. So he got all my information, my price list on the spot. He's like, I want to hire you for other stuff.
Nice.
That made me feel
good. So that's how it's done, guys. And on that note.
Sorry. Story after story after story.
I think we're going to head out of here.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Guys, if you're not a part of the DroneU community, you've got to be. Why? You're going to build confidence. You're going to build conviction. You're going to grow your value. You're going to make a lot of money. You're going to travel the world and do what you love. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm doing it, and so are about 400 other people in our group. Join the community. You will not be disappointed. It'll help you grow in ways you can't even conceive right now. Thank you so much for listening. If the podcast has helped you out in any way possible, please leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, because if you found the information valuable, chances are someone else will as well.
Absolutely, guys. And if you have a question, don't forget, and by the way, we know you do, go to askdroneu.com and leave it there. We'd love to hear from you.
We really do. And guys, and I could talk your ear off all day long. If you have any comments or concerns, just send them to us, support@thedroneu.com, or on Facebook, facebook.com/droneu, or on Instagram, @thedroneu. That's going to do it for us today, guys. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.